For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, November 29th, 1985. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Brother Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the minister of the evening.
Come on, let's praise him, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, yes, amen. As Isaiah did see the Lord high and lifted up, and know that his train, the Lord's train, to fill the temple. My son, I desire to open thine eyes. I desire to give thee discernment, that you would discern that which is evil from that which is good, that thou would know inwardly, my son, of the discerning one, the Christ that's within thee. For surely I, the Lord, do have a plan and a purpose for thee, and I, the Lord, will see that that plan and out as you obey the Lord. For this be a day that the Lord shall pull back the scales, and thine eyes shall behold things that thou hast not beheld. For I shall give keen discernments in thy heart. For I've said in my word that even the Lord did partake of honey and butter. And I say that I shall put the honey and I shall put the butter in thee, and thou shalt discern. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise Jesus. Let's praise Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Know that the Lord has seen the heartache. God has seen the tear. Know that thou art mine. I, the Lord God, shall do a work within thee. For thou art a Hannah, yea, thou art one that shall weep before the Lord and pour out thy complaint and thy soul before God. For yea, the Lord has heard thy cry, and now the Lord shall move thee as I moved Samson of old. So be not weary, yea, in well-doing, but know that I, God, shall move upon the scene, and know the enemy shall be scattered. Hallelujah. And I shall be exalted within thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I want the brother back here, I think from Ardmore, the big brother. Would you come up, brother? Yes, come on up here. Come on, let's praise the Lord now. Hallelujah. Keep your eye on Jesus. Keep your thoughts on the Lord Jesus. The Lord has brought thee from afar off. The Lord has brought thee from afar off. Yeah, he saw thee afar off as he saw Peter. Know that the Lord sees your heart, my son. Man would judge outwardly, but I look upon your spirit. And yea, know that the Lord is cleansing thee from rebellion. Know that the Lord is cleansing thee from those hard things of the past. But I, God, shall make thy heart soft, and I, God, shall cause you to walk in new tracks and new places you've not walked. So, my son, be humble before the Lord, and thou shalt see a greater work of his salvation within thee. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thou art the handmaiden of the Lord. And know that the hand of the Lord does rest upon thee. Know that his anointing is within thee. Know that his presence does go before thee. Yea, and I've said that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Thou shalt take thy authority, and thou shalt walk in it. For surely I say to thee that the Lord does watch thy walk life. And I've said that you would bruise the enemy, that you would bruise the enemy's head, and that he would bruise your heel. When I say I've watched your walk life, and I do observe thee, my daughter, and I say to thee, wait before thy God, and in waiting thou shalt renew new strength. There shall come a new vitality, there shall come a new vigor. Yea, the darkness is going to pass, of those things of bygone days, saith the Lord. I've saw the hurt. I've saw the heartbreak. But I, God, shall heal, and I shall deliver, saith the Spirit of the living God. Do it, Lord. Do it, Father. Do it, Father. Do it, Father. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. I like this little sister right here. Would you come in the red? Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Come on, let's praise Jesus. Amen. Let's praise Jesus. Let's praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thou hast been called to be an intercessor. Thou hast been called to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Thou hast been called by thy God. Yea, thou hast been slack in the past, but know that thou shalt be speeded up by the Spirit of the Lord. For in the night season the Lord shall come to thee. And not only shall there be awakening, shall there be an alert to come in the night season, but the Lord shall open thine eyes, and thou shalt behold new truth, saith the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thou art to rest in the Lord, and thou art to know that God is with thee. And thou art to know that no weapon also that's formed against you shall prosper. But know that I, the Lord, am with thee this night, and I, God, do comfort thee, for the Comforter dwells within thee. So lift thine eyes and thy heart to God, for I say to thee, I shall pour in the oil and the wine, and there shall be a healing from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God. Let's praise our Lord. He's wonderful. Jesus is wonderful. Jesus is wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has touched thy hands, and the Lord shall touch thy hands. I put power within your hands, my son. I put my burning flame within these hands. Yea, to touch others, saith the Lord. But know that there is a learning process, and God is going to teach thee new truths. God is going to quicken thee, my son. But I say, I've touched thy hands anew and afresh even this night, and God shall make it real unto thee. So rest in thy God and know that as you reach out to others, God shall reach out to thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise our wonderful Lord. Praise our wonderful Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that Jesus said, come unto me all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and what? Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. I mean, know we need a rest for our soul tonight. And we know that Jesus is that rest. Amen? Now he said, first of all, come unto me, you that are laboring and heavy laden. How many know that there are people working for Jesus tonight that's not even saved? And yet there are people that are laboring that are saved. Amen? How many know that rest did not cost you one thing when you received it from him? As our brother said this morning, it's by grace through faith that we're saved. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. And nobody in this room can boast tonight. Amen. But he didn't stop there, did he? Hallelujah. He said, take my yoke upon you. I mean, we run from the yoke. Now, I could get into that yoke and teach a lot of things tonight, but I just want to share maybe one or two things. Take my yoke upon you. I mean, oh, you better have a good greased neck for the yoke. Because when it slides down over your will, you better be greased good by the Holy Ghost, or brother, you're going to get chased and scratched all over. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. But the yoke of God is real. Jesus was yoked with the Father, and we must be yoked with Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. Just as Jesus obeyed the Father, we must obey Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, I will give you rest. So he has given us a rest. How many's been given that rest tonight?
Amen.
Amen. But how many are satisfied? Now, when you have been given that rest, then and then only can you take the yoke. Don't try to take the yoke without the rest, the initial rest. Amen. Because you'll be like a tiger or a lion to live with, and it just won't work. Amen? But he said, learn, take my yoke and learn of me.
Now, unless we take the yoke, there is no learning.
Amen? Take my yoke and learn of me. Who are you interested in? It better be Jesus. Now, that word learn is the same word in Revelation 14 where it said the 144,000 who are not Jehovah's Witnesses. They are Jehovah's Witnesses, all right, but not the kind that we see running up down the street. But I pray God will save those people too. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, the Scripture says, That 144,000, the Scripture says, were sealed in their forehead, in their soul, in their mind. They had the mind of Christ. How many want that? His mind, His will, His emotions, His desires. We must exchange ours for His. David said, bring my soul out of prison, that I might praise thy name, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. And if you're going to have his nature, if you're going to have his seal in your forehead, let me tell you something. You will be dealt with by God. Somebody say amen. And you have got to come out of prison, and yet you've got to be a prisoner for the Lord. That's a yoke. Amen. Now, it said the 144,000 could only learn that song. And I believe that song is not about the Baptists or the Pentecostals. I believe it's about Jesus. It is a new song. It's something. How many know it's good to sing a new song once in a while? It's good to hear another message once in a while besides the same one we heard yesterday or day before. Isn't that right? I like something new. Hallelujah. God has something new every day. But only they could learn that song. Now, what does that mean? That means, I'm going to get in the Scriptures in a minute. We're in the Scriptures anyway. But that means, brethren, that they had been given that rest, those 144,000, which were redeemed not just from Israel, but from the earth. Amen. There may be some those natural Jews. There's going to be spiritual Jews that's going to be in it. I'm sure of that. Amen. But nevertheless, it said, brethren, to us that they had received that seal, that mark in their forehead or in their mind. And it said, now you got to hear it. No man can learn that song, but who? The 144,000. Now, without going into that, I don't think it's a literal number. I believe it's symbolical, but that's my opinion. You can take it or leave it, okay? But nevertheless, it's a people of God arising in the earth with the mind of Christ. They had been given that rest. They had taken the yoke. Can you hear that? and they found the rest because they were sealed in their forehead. And they were singing a song that not everybody's going to sing. I'd sure like to be in that group. How about you? But I know it's going to be by the grace of God. I know it's going to be by people that's going to cry out. We're one in the cross, every one of us. But in our dedication, separation, obedience to God, we're not all one. Amen? We are one through the blood of Jesus. Yes, thank God for that. Amen. But there's some that love Jesus a little more. There's some that are crying out. There's some that are being obedient to God. God knows who they are. Now, one of the marks of the yoke, I believe the first of what the yoke is to have a relationship with Jesus. I mean, I could go into the being a prisoner of the Lord, being in the harness, being in the, you know, the church under the fivefold. I mean, I could go into a lot of things there. But I believe the first thing that the yoke speaks of is having a relationship with Jesus. Turn to the Song of Solomon. Hallelujah. How many are glad for the Word of God tonight? I thank God for the Word of God. And you know, this book is not read too much here, the Song of Solomon. But to me, it's one of the greatest in the Bible. I don't know too much about it. But what little I know, I love. But in the Song of Solomon, and by the way, Solomon wrote 1,005 songs. And we have one here. And I say, well, where's all the others? Amen. But in verse 1, it said it's the song of songs. It's the greatest to me of all that he wrote, probably. It's my opinion. But it's the song of songs, which is Solomon's. How many know if God gives you a song, it's yours? But it's not just yours to keep, it's yours to give away. I mean, old Solomon, by the power of God and the Holy Spirit, gave this song to us. Hallelujah. Notice verse 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Now, who initiates the kiss? Jesus. Amen. How many's been kissed in this meeting so far? Amen. Teaching, deliverance, healing, whatever. Amen. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Why? For thy love is better than wine. Now, to kiss somebody, many times you embrace. Amen. I kiss my wife before we come tonight. Hallelujah. Anybody kiss your wife today? Nobody? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. How many know that the mouth is an expression of the heart? Amen. Jesus said, of course, out of the buns of the heart, the mouth speaks. But also, you're face to face when you're kissing somebody. But we're talking about him kissing us with his kisses. We're talking about a relationship, a fellowship, a communion, an intimacy with Jesus. How many know we need that? God said to Moses, no man, oh hallelujah, no man can see my face and live. Remember that? Hallelujah. Turn to Revelation 22 a minute. Thank you, Father. Revelation 22. No man can see my face and live. 22:3-4 of Revelation. And there shall be no more curse. Thank God. Can you say amen? Amen. How many old curses are real? But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. and his servants, his bondservants, shall serve him or worship him. And they, his servants, those bond slaves unto death, shall see his face. They're going to have a union with Jesus. They're going to have an intimacy, aren't they? Yet God said to Moses, no man can see my face. And right here in the end of Revelation, there's a people that it says, brethren, amen, that shall see his face. Who do you want to see tonight? Hallelujah. Notice. And his name, his nature, his character, his authority shall be in their foreheads. And I declare to you, brethren, those that see will receive that initial rest. They'll take the yoke and they'll find the rest. Amen. They'll cause a sealing in their foreheads. Because when he shall appear, we must be like him. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he's pure, and only the pure in heart shall see God. No man can see God and live. Why? Because something in you will die and something of life will come from him into you and cause you to live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many want to live? Many times I go around, even though it seems like death's coming at me from every direction. You ever have felt that? You've got to, in the midst of it, say, I choose life. Got to choose life. Can you say amen? Back to Song of Solomon. He said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Now, this little maiden, to me, which is a type of church, an individual or a church, how are you going to say it? You know, in her immaturity, she didn't realize, I don't think at this point, maybe, the cost of that kiss or the warfare that would soon take place. How many you may be crying out today for Jesus? You may not be crying for a kiss, but it's the same thing. You may be crying for him. But how many know that when you begin to cry for him, the warfare starts? Amen. In fact, when he comes in to you, the more he comes into you, the more warfare you have, because the higher you go, the more you'll meet the enemy. But remember, the greater one's in us. Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. How many know that when you kiss somebody, it's eye-to-eye contact. It's somebody you love. Hallelujah. It speaks of submission. Also, we're kissed. Notice, with the kisses of his mouth. How many know a prophet is a mouthpiece? He's God's mouthpiece. Not his own. He's God's mouthpiece. That's another way we get kissed, isn't it? How many believe we need some prophets in the church? We need some apostles. We need some evangelists, pastors, and shepherds. Or shepherds, rather, and evangelists. Teachers. Amen? Hallelujah. But God is sending forth his kisses. How many know a kiss in the Bible was rare? Not too many kisses in the Bible. Judas kissed Jesus. But that was a kiss of betrayal, wasn't it? Huh? How many know that the word, basically the word Judah, Judea, and even Judas, if you study in the Old New Testament, actually also means praise. But there is a betrayal, you listen, that can be in you and me. You know what that is? To praise him with our heads and not our hearts. Carnality. Amen. There is a praise that betrays Jesus. And that's when we go through the motions, it comes to our from our head and not our heart. Anybody ever have that happen? Besides me? Every one of us. Amen. But the scripture says, now I got to go back to this. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than what? Wine. I mean, no wine in the scriptures is a type of the Holy Spirit. It's a type of joy. It's a type of, you know, even the blood. Thank God for the blood. But when I teach mainly on wine, I teach on the joy of the Lord. But he said here, if you notice that scripture, he said that here, that thy love is better than wine. Now, in the realm of love, now think a minute, faith, hope, what? Charity or love? Out of court, holy place, holy hope. And he says here, in the realm of love, or the third dimension, the holy of holies, is better than the realm of wine, or the second dimension, the holy place of Pentecost, or the earnest of the down payment pledge for a taste of that fullness of love. Somebody didn't hear me, did you? How many know that the Holy of Holies is a greater realm than the holy place? But you're not going to get to the Holy of Holies without going through the holy place. Amen? Hallelujah. So he said the love is better than the wine. I thank God for the Pentecostal realm. Amen? The charismatic realm or the, you know, full, I mean, you know, whatever you put a title on it. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. But it's not the fullness yet, is it? But thank God there is coming a fullness in God's economy, in God's time, somewhere out there to a people. I'd sure like to be one of them. But I know it's going to be, brethren, by pressing in into God. No longer living your own lifestyle or living my lifestyle. Not at all. Praise the Lord. Now, notice what he says here. He said in verse 3, because of the savor of what? Thy good ointments. Hallelujah. Thy name or thy nature or thy character or thy authority as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Now look over in 6:8 just a minute. I think it's 6:8 of Song of Solomon about the virgins. There are 70 queens, 40 concubines, and virgins without what? How many can see the outer court there? How many know the outer court without number compared to the holy place and the holy of holies? Most of Christianity is in the outer court. The word virgin means the hidden one. Now, we don't minimize those that are living in outer court. We thank God they, most of them, I'm sure, know Jesus. But how many know there's sin and self in outer court? And to get into the holy place, you could never see the boards of the holy place and the most holy place. Of course, you couldn't get in the most holy place on the high priest. But you could never see those boards as long as you stayed in the outer court. And the boards are a type of the body of Jesus. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. It's kind of quiet tonight. I guess that's all right. Now he said here in verse 3, because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name, the name of Jesus, is an ointment poured forth. How many know there's healing in that name? Deliverance in that name. Salvation in that name. Amen. Living in that name. Whatever. But he said the virgins love thee. How many know without an inflow, there's not going to be an outflow? He has poured that name out as an ointment to you and me. Amen. There's, as somebody said, without a blow, there's no flow. Hallelujah. A pouring in and a pouring out, a receiving that yet a giving, an inhaling and exhaling, you know. Hallelujah. Thank God. There's a working in, and there's a working out, isn't there? Turn over just a minute to chapter 4. I'm taking my time. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Sometimes I feel like going like a house of fire, and tonight I don't feel that way, but I'm going to give what I feel. In chapter 4, Thanks, Bill. In chapter 4, chapter 4, verse 16. Well, let's go back to verse 12. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up in a fountain sealed. Well, how many know if you're enclosed, if you're shut up and you're sealed, you can't be a blessing too much to others? Amen. Then he said in verse 13, the plants, thy plants, are an orchard of pomegranates, camphor, spikenard, saffron, calamus, cinnamon, all the trees of frankincense, myrrh, aloes, and all the chief spices. There's a nine fruit of the Holy Spirit. How many know we've majored on gifts and minored on the fruit? But it's time to major on the fruit and the nature and the character of Jesus, and the other will come, brother. We need the nature of Jesus. We need the character of Christ tonight. Hallelujah. We need that nature that when you want to lose your temper, you just bite your lip and don't do it. Sure wish I was there, don't you? But listen to him. Verse 15 of chapter 4. A fountain of gardens. Gardens, plural. God's after many, isn't he? A well of living waters and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind. How many know the north wind's blowing up north tonight? North and west too. And come thou south. Now, how many know when you get those two together, brother, you got a storm brewing? In most places, like in Oklahoma or Texas or some of these places, Arkansas. You get the north and south wind coming together, you got a storm on your hand. And I believe, again, as we let Jesus begin to come, the storms begin to rage. But how many know he had the power to say, shut up. Be muzzled. Peace. He had that power. And I believe he's restoring the power to the church. Amen. Amen? But notice, blow upon my garden. In our immaturity, it's my garden. But we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to him. We're to glorify God in our spirit and in our body. Now notice, blow upon my garden. Why? That the spices may flow out. And yet we're always crying for Jesus to do things for us, and he does. Amen? But why does he do things? He wants to come in order to what? Go out to others. But let's look a little farther here what it says. That the spices, that's the fruit, may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden. Whose garden is it? His garden. And eat his pleasant fruits. How many are setting a good table for Jesus? How many have got some of his nature and character and fruit in you? And you got so much of that he wants to come in and just sit down and just partake. I mean, this may sound carnal. Kick your shoes off and, you know, sit down and eat another piece of pie. Whatever. Can you say amen? God will not eat that nature of carnality, will he? He'll only eat that substance, that nature, that fruit, that character, that's from him. But brethren, we have a gospel today that just looks to us, and thank God, God meets our needs. But let me tell you, he wants to put some in you where he can come and sit down at your table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of course, we better be at his first, hadn't we? His table. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Bible says he feeds among the lilies. Who's the lily? You're one of them. Amen. So what are we feeding the Lord? Thank God. Now, go back to chapter 1. Oh, Jesus, we love you tonight. Now, he's talking about the anointing in verse 3 again. There is a pouring out. Of course, that's within you, and of course, it goes out to others. But it's his name, it's his nature, his ointment, his spirit. How many know that there is anointing of pouring over in Scripture? Then there's anointment of smearing on. Anybody been smeared lately? But then there's that anointed of where it's rubbed in and it really penetrates. David was anointed how many times, brethren? The anointing of promise to be king. The anointing of praise over Judah, 7.5 years. And the anointing of power over the Philistines. And when David was anointed that first time, we know he killed a giant, didn't he? We know he went back to his occupation for a period of time. We get people saved today and they're ready to go on the road. How many know there's a lot of people down at the train stations, bus stations, and the airports that need to go back home for a while and get prepared? Preparation is before separation. There's a waiting upon God Almighty. There is a sending forth, a commission by the Holy Ghost and not by mom or dad. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So God is doing a work, isn't he? Now, David went back to his occupation. Went back to tending the sheep. Amen. David also come under criticism of his brethren, didn't he? David also ministered to the king. How many know God wants us to do that to the real king? To Jesus. And David went into the wilderness. And yet David said, I killed a bear and a lion and of course the giant. How many of the lions are tied with the devil? Bear the top of the world, the giant top of the flesh man. And where did David kill that flesh man? Where did that stone hit him at? Right in the forehead. How many stones were there? I mean, that speaks, first of all, the grace of God. Second, it speaks of faith. Thirdly, it speaks of the fivefold ministry. And that David had a rock to hit the giant right in the forehead. How many know God wants to hit us in our forehead by the fivefold ministry with the word in our mouth? Amen? Hallelujah. Now, he said here in verse 4, look at it, chapter 1, draw me and we will run after thee. How many believe that can happen? How many believe if you're crying out to God and you're saying, God, draw me, there is a continuous desire for Him. And that there is an appetite. You can't grow unless you've got an appetite for God. And unless you grow, you'll never change. Amen? But let's look at this verse again. Hallelujah. Draw me and we will run after thee. Draw me and we will run after thee, after Jesus. Now who's the we? Well, first of all, it's my spirit, it's my soul, and it's my body. And if I'm running, I believe it's going to affect somebody else. And if I'm not, I believe that will too. Amen. But he said, draw me. That is the prayer. The cry. Draw me and we shall what? Run. That's consecration. Are you consecrated today? To run after him. And then he said, the king hath brought me where? Into his chambers. That's the result, isn't it? If you have a cry, God draw me. Amen. And you consecrate yourself and you begin to run. Leave the results up to God. Because He's going to bring you into His chambers. Can you say amen? And then, and a lot of times we cry that, don't we, in our immaturity, like this one here. And we don't realize that while we're running, we got a silver cup right in our sack. Like Benjamin. Amen? And how many know the cup speaks of suffering? Paul said that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable to His death. You're not going to know Jesus without the power of the Holy Spirit and without suffering. Because that word we said a while ago where it says that they can, if we take that yoke, we learn of Him, right? That same word is another word in Hebrews where it said He learned obedience. By the things He suffered. Amen? Hallelujah. So, let us cry to the King. Amen? Now look at verse 5. I am black but comely. And she wasn't looking in the natural as a Negro or a colored person. But she began to see the beast's nature within her. But notice what she said. I'm black, but what? Comely or beautiful. One speaks of the old nature, and one speaks of the Christ nature. Can you say amen? And it's only as you cry for Him and begin to behold Him that you can really see yourself. You're not going to see yourself until you start seeing Him. And neither will I. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't shout me down now. The truth. Look not upon me because I'm black, because the S-U-N, skip the verse, hath looked upon me. Hallelujah. My mother's children were angry with me. Now, when the Lord begins to kiss you, when the Lord begins to pour out His nature upon you, when you begin to cry out, Lord, draw me, and you're running after Him, you're brought to the King's chambers, and you begin to see who you are, and yet you still see the beautiful one in you. Don't you know that the mother's children are going to get angry? Huh? Oh yeah, I said the worldly church members are going to get angry. When you quit working for the system and start moving in God, they don't like it. But when you break with that system, brethren, I'm going to tell you, they'll lash at you. They'll come at you from every direction. They'll pray against you. And they'll stand against you because they'll hate you. The Bible said, if any man love, hate his brother, he's a murderer. But it says right here, my mother's children were angry with me. They made me. How many can see force here? How many of you people get saved today and they want to put them right in as a Sunday school teacher or doing something for, you know. They need to be sitting down and learning and from the Word. They made me the keepers, of the vineyards, plural. And I want to tell you, that system has some vineyards. Amen? But how many know that God is going to bring it down? Huh? But notice what else she said. Hallelujah. But mine own vineyard have I not kept. How many can see a Martha and a Mary there? Nothing wrong with being a Martha. Somebody's got to do some work. sitting at his feet comes first. Can you hear that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of us sitting in this room tonight have worked for the system? We have worked for the vineyard, in the vineyards of the system, but our own vineyard for so long we've ignored. And really, we've ignored Him. Hallelujah. How many know we've got most of us has got a lot of VRG in us? Verbal, religious, garbage. Amen. Amen. Now, verse 7. Tell me, she says to the Lord. O thou whom my soul loveth. Now, what did her soul love before? Everything but Jesus. But now she's beginning to get a new glimpse of Him, isn't she? She's coming into His chambers. And I'm not saying she's perfect. Don't misunderstand me. I don't mean that. But she said, tell me, O thou, whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest. Where are you feeding, Jesus? You know, Jesus told Peter, he asked him 3 times if he loved him. And then he said, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. How many know if we really love Him, we'll feed others? If you really love Jesus, you'll feed others. Paul said to the elders, that God would make them to be overseers in order to feed the flock of God. Peter said the elders would be an example and feed the flock of God. Amen. So if we're being made, if we're loving, and if we're an example, if we're leaders, we'll feed the church. Whatever ministry capacity we have. Tell me whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. And noon is when the sun is hot, it's straight up, it's bright, no darkness, no shadows. Hallelujah. How many want to find out where the Lord's feeding? In the body. Maybe in your particular hometown or wherever God may lead. Amen. Hallelujah. Now notice, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. Rest at noon. There's that word rest again. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flock to thy companions? Now she's saying, why should I be one that would turn aside to the companions here, to the sheep, to the flock? How many know that's where we better be? How many know that if you want to see Jesus, you're going to see Him where your brethren are? Amen? You know, people say, well, God told me to stay home for a year and, you know, not go anywhere. I've heard that a lot, haven't you? But God tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Wherever that may be. But He said here, she said, why should I be one that turns aside by the flocks? The flocks, that's the people, that's the sheep of thy companions. Then He said, if thou know not, you should know, but if you don't know, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock. Now where's Jesus going to tell her to go? Huh? He's going to tell her to go where God's people are. And notice what else? Feed thy kids or thy lambs beside the shepherd's tents. I pray that God will raise up some good, Holy Ghost-filled, lovable sheep-feeding shepherds. Amen. As well as the other great ministries. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 9 and verse 10. Here just a minute. Are we going too long? I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Now don't go home and tell your wife that. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. Now, how many know that if you look at a person and see their cheeks, you can see a lot of times health in that body by looking at those cheeks. Plus you see beauty. Inside, outside. But some of us was kind of left off, Jay. Amen? But you can see health within a person by looking at the cheeks. Whether, of course, you know, spiritually inward or outward. And notice what he says here in verse 10. Thy cheeks are what? comely. It's attracting to him. Amen? We're talking about spiritual terms, aren't we? And what else did he say in verse 10? He said here, notice, comely with rows of jewels. Jewels have eternal value, don't they? How many know he's making those jewels up in that particular day, the day of the Lord in Malachi? Who are the jewels? Those that fear his name. And really those that fellowship one another, if you'll read the scripture there. Amen. And notice he said here, with rows of jewels, thy neck with what? Chains of gold. Anybody want to have a chain on you, be a prisoner for the Lord? I'm not talking about a natural chain. And if you're a prisoner for the Lord, how many know that a prisoner doesn't choose his cellmates? Throw some out. Or you'd keep some, and they'll throw you out too. Amen. You cannot choose your cellmates as a prisoner of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said to Peter, when thou wast young, you girded yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when thou shalt be old, another shall gird thee and carry you where you don't want to go. And in our immaturity, we went a lot of places, had a lot of good times. But I want to tell you, the party's coming to an end. And if you're growing up in God, you cannot do what you want to do. You can't go where you want to go. You can't even say what you want to say without the Holy Ghost. If you're going to be a prisoner. Can you say amen? And notice he said this chain of gold. I believe it's gold, isn't it? Let's see here. Yeah, chains of gold. Gold speaks of his nature, doesn't it? Hallelujah. The neck. Notice here. Thy neck with chains of gold. How many know the neck speaks of our will? Huh? How many know? Yes. And what does it do, brother?
Turns the head.
Amen. But how many know the neck supports the head? You look funny without a neck, wouldn't you? Some of them football players just about don't have one. But the neck speaks of the will. Amen. It holds up and supports the head. It joins the body to the head. The neck. Did you hear that? It joins the body to the head, or the head to the body, however you want to say it. How many know the neck can speak of ministry? Hallelujah. Which conveys spiritual food or truth from the head, Jesus, to the body. And I'm talking about apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists that call and sent by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, turn over to chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse 1. I am come into my garden. My sister, my spouse, how many know Christ in us what? Hope of glory. I've gathered my myrrh with my spice. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to what Jesus is saying here to us. I've eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, old friends. I wonder if that could be the Godhead. Drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that's doing what? How many know he's doing that to the last church age in Revelation? We told you when we was here before, what is it that knocks? The hand. What's the hand? The apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists. God is trying to get into the last church. Amen? Through the ministry. To perfect that people that will go to the throne. The overcomer. Amen? And so right here it says, she said, it's the voice of my beloved that's knocking. How many know we don't always open up when he knocks? Amen. Especially in the middle of the night. When we're tired and sleepy. Amen? Or it can be any time. But he comes knocking. He's knocking on our heart's door. And notice what she's saying. Open. He's saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, where my head is filled with dew, my locks drop of the night. I put off my coat, how shall I put it on? I wash my feet, how shall I defile them? My beloved put in his hand. Thank God he's still putting his hand in. By the hole of the door, my bowels, my innermost being was moved for him. Can you hear that? Now listen. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dwelt with myrrh, my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh, upon the handles of my will or lock, or the lock. What's going to let Jesus in? Huh? Your will. I open, listen, to my beloved. But my beloved had withdrawn himself. Now, how many know we're tested several ways? We're going to be tested in the furnace of affliction, isn't that right? But you're also tested in those areas. Slip from mine, I got to look here just a second. Hallelujah. By those apparent failures. Thank you, Lord. How many has ever had somebody ask you, what are you doing for Jesus, and you say nothing? Or what you've done, it seems like you failed. How many other testing times there sometimes? Or thirdly, you are also proven by the not just the failures, but those other things that you do that's successful. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, how many know you're also proven by God leaving some of the enemy in your land? And you got to kick him out. Little by little. And lastly, hear me now. You are proven or tested in this way. God will ignore you for a period of time. Amen? He will. Now, what does it say here? I opened to my beloved. But my beloved had what? How many know he can withdraw our consciousness of his presence? And it seems like he's nowhere around. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. Now, listen to what she said. My soul failed. Thank God. Because ours will fail. Those things that we desire, that we feel, and we want, that's not motivated by the Holy Ghost, will fail us. My soul failed. Hallelujah. But notice, when he spake, I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Have you ever had that happen to you? Hallelujah. How many know it's so sweet when he's there? I mean, he's always there. But you have a little more assurance. Amen. Now listen to verse 7. He said, the watchman. How many know the watchmen are ministry? The watchman that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. Now, we know that God can do that by the Holy Ghost. But notice what it says here. These who go about the city, these watchmen, they smote me, they wounded me. They're the keepers of the wall. That's the system. The religious system. How many know that Saul tried to nail David to a wall? But how many know that when Saul died, he got nailed to a wall?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.